Liberty needs no rulers. Yellow Vest Radio, entry 13, coming at you right here in the middle of Julian Assange trying to get something done over there in England. See if they can prevent his extradition to the United States after being holed up in Belmarsh prison for 5 years now. Yellow Vests have always supported Julian Assange. Often Yellow Vests from France, they would even rent buses and go from Paris over to England and go protest in front of Belmarsh. I was honored to do the same one day over there. Also got the Free Assange banner on the vehicle today, same one we had at the London Tower Bridge back in 2022 in the fall when I went over there for a minute. Well, I gotta tell you, for an extradition hearing, Julian Assange is doing a hell of a lot better than most people. Extradition is generally, fighting it is almost universally, useless. Certainly within the states, state-to-state extradition, and really, I mean, what is London other than, England and the U.S., we carry on the facade that we actually had a revolution and we're not part of the British Empire, but I don't know, all it took was 60 years of James Bond movies, and everybody seems to think it's okay to have a secret government anymore. MI6 over there is their CIA or whatever secret government they have. Really think there's going to be a whole lot of difference between what the ruling class does to him in England as opposed to what they did to him in the United States. I think we're the so-called Five Eyes, if you haven't heard of that before. Basically, the five main states of the British Empire, which, of course, is the UK, the US, Canada, and Australia and New Zealand. All English-speaking countries, all supporting the James Bond narrative that just bowled us over. Like, I can't even believe we allow this. And look, despite there are some, so if you don't know, I mean, do people understand what's going on with Julian Assange? He was the founder of WikiLeaks, which was a portal for people to release state secrets such that he would publish them. And there was never any accusations that he published anything false, just that he published too many secrets of the U.S. government, which really a lot of what he published, and Snowden did something similar, was published, the plans for this automated fascism state that they're trying to build all around us right now. And just trying to disclose these plans. And the government wanted to make an example out of him. Oh, you've put lives at risk. Well, I think what they put at risk were the plans of the ruling class. I think that's what he put at risk. So it remains an important case if you believe in any sort of human rights or press freedom or freedom of speech. It remains a really important case. And anyway, just wanted to get this entry out. Remind everybody that this is going on the mainstream media. You're hearing about the Navalny case, another journalist killed in Russia, and you're hearing about that while Assange's final appeal in the UK is going on. So I put a link to Reuters article about Assange, just came out about an hour ago. It's about 3:30 p.m. Mountain Time in the Western United States here on Tuesday, and so they've had one day of hearings. They'll have another one tomorrow in the UK, somewhere near Belmarsh. And if you believe in any sort of human rights, this is important that we should be able to release information. Boy, I tell you, the world is upside down. I mean, people should have privacy. That's what the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution was supposedly about, is that people should have, reasonable privacy in their effects and so forth. But right now, it's the other way around. This all-seeing eye they're building all around us. They know if you're carrying a cell phone, these people you didn't vote for or elect have access to a database that knows everything about you, and we don't even know who these people are. And all Julian Assange did was disclose a little bit of who that is, and the rest is history. This is all upside down. How can we allow this to continue where this so-called government, which we have almost no influence over whatsoever, they, you know, get us all whipped up about an election as if that's going to change anything. You know, Trump's the one who signed the COVID emergency declaration. Biden wouldn't change anything about that. These people have all this access to us. They're creating this database about everything human, about all of us, and we don't even know who these people are. So, you know, this is why this Assange thing is so important, and why Yellow Vests all around the world, talk about freeing Assange. And, you know, that may not, it's sort of a strange case. He's been 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy in London before he was arrested. So he's been down for, you know, a dozen years. You know, we don't know if he's ever going to get out or what. We haven't had a trial. He's facing 150 years or something. But we don't know everything about it. I mean, ask Barrett Brown. Barrett Brown knew Julian Assange. Barrett Brown was involved in Anonymous. You know, the sources of Anonymous, something that was state actors behind the scenes. You know, there were some things about Assange that may not be perfect, but everybody understands the principle involved and all acknowledge that this guy's got to be set free. We can't do this. They're talking about Alexei Navalny, who was killed. And we're talking about that, but no one wants to talk about the Assange case. Look, all these governments are doing the same thing. The idea that we're supposed to be opposed to one of these nation states that's doing basically the same thing to their population that our government's doing to ours, it's a little bit nuts. Anyway, I really want to draw attention to this. Still, free Assange. Yellow Vest has been behind this forever. There'll be some other entries coming. We might talk about decentralization coming up soon. What else? Now, that's a complicated topic, decentralization. What does that mean? A lot of people talking about it. I'm going to do a little more research on it, make sure I provide some links for further research. You know, centralization just allows for centralized control, which in this day and age has proven itself to be completely illegitimate. Still need to go over the French proclamation from 2019 and the misdefinition of democracy. Farmers have been part of the Yellow Vest movement since Act One. Might get into them and Democracy International. What are those guys really about? We crashed their party in 2022 over there in Switzerland. I don't know if they quite get it yet, but liberty needs no rulers. Yellow Vest Radio, free Assange.